Blog Talk Radio.
And the Spirit of America Party, a book. We took a little survey today, and we've come to the conclusion Americans want Boehner and McConnell to be replaced. The Tea Party won the Senate, and the American people want real change, not another rhino ambush. And speaking of Bush, no thank you. Obama and the Communist Party can bamboozle their base with race. We will not allow the rhinos to swindle the Americans. We will pick our own leaders. We don't need Bush phone. We got our own. Today's quick pick will save us mega millions. Who will save us mega millions? And here they are. Ted DeCross Cruz, who is unyielding and defending the USA for as long as it takes. You saw him filibuster. He was the only one. Yes, and the rhinos lambasted him, and they starve him for cooperation. We don't need rhinos like that, part of the party that's already weak. Number two is Marco Rubio, who protects the Cuban-American community and all Americans from being stabbed in the back again by the Party de la Muerte. Number three is Governor Walker, who stood up to the communists who trashed his state and office of the people. Number four is Ben Carson, who tells it like it is and protects the helpless. The American creed is the strong must always protect the weak. And there is no color line. Number five, one frontline battlefield general who commanded over 100,000 troops in Afghanistan, not in a swivel chair in Washington, D.C., playing basketball with rhinos and democracies. Yes, my choice may be a liberal, but he's a combat liberal. We may need split-second decisions and correct calls in the upcoming nuclear jihad. Even though he may have voted for Obama and believes automatic weapons belong with the military, I believe he's an oath keeper. Therefore, we will have less casualties and less innocent troops rotting in PC prison in Fort Leavenworth with their families broken and poor. The oath requires protecting the Second Amendment. I believe we can talk to General Stanley McChrystal. And we'll see what happens. Okay. Looking out at the sky and there's no moon at all.
No moon at all, what a night. Even lightning bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to park, and there's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is bright and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all, up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Okay, we're back. I want to pay a tribute to the New York City Police Department who protected 1 million New Year's New Yorkers and without an incident that we know about. And you got to give them credit because 1 million New Year's New Yorkers corralled in about 3 square blocks would be a terrorist dream come true. And not one hair on anyone's head was touched. So we as an entire nation owe a great tribute of thanks to that brave blue line of NYPD. Which, by the way, comes in all colors and all races. Yes, as you witnessed the funeral of Ramos, a Latino, and a good man, good family man, and the other fellow's name, I believe, is Lou, and he is a Chinese-American. God bless them both, and may they enjoy life with their Lord and Master and all their ancestors that they love. God bless them. Okay. ISIS hacks a U.S. news site. We're already here. Christmas will never be merry any longer. I thought that was an article from the ACLU or the Democrat Party of Death. Yeah. Atheists make good communists, and communists make good Democrats. You will see no mercy, infidels. We're already here. We're in your PCs, in each house, in each office. With Allah's permission, we begin with Albuquerque. That's interesting. Albuquerque's in New Mexico. Isn't there a border down there? And speaking of borders, I sent Ali North, who did a border documentary tonight. On Fox. Folks, if you're not getting Fox, you're not getting the truth. You want me to prove it to you right now? Ask any Democrat, or as I call them, communists, ask any Democamo, do they know that Hillary Clinton got a blood clot? And you know what you're going to find out? You're going to hear a resounding 90% no, I didn't know. Where did you see that? You know why they didn't see it? Because they don't watch Fox. They watch the communist news networks. ABC, always be communist. NBC, nothing but communist. CNN, the communist news network. CBS, the communist broadcasting system. National Pubic Radio. Is that the one that whacked Juan Williams because he was afraid of Muslims? And then they sat down with Qatari people and were looking for donations? Was that the one? Or was it another one? There's NPR and there's another communist front group. Well, it'll come to me. In the meantime, this was the ominous message posted by someone purporting to be affiliated with the Islamic State, who apparently hacked the app of New Mexico's largest newspaper, the Albuquerque Journal, and threatened Albuquerque residents on Wednesday morning. The posting was accompanied by this headline, "Christmas will never be merry any longer," and a dark photo of a figure wearing a black and white checkered headscarf. It looks like Henry Waxman. That can't be. Henry's in California. Text in the middle of the photo read, "Cyber Caliphate, and I love you, ISIS." S-I-C. I don't know what S-I-C is. The post also stated, "While the U.S., S-I-C, and its satellites are bombing the Islamic State, look into your home networks and personal devices and know everything about you." The hacker told Albuquerque residents, "You will look around more often, will call up your children more often, and think of your insecurity more often, but that won't help you." Oh, what are you going to do? You're going to butcher us like you butchered the little Christian children in Syria? Huh? You're going to do that to us? Do you know what we do to guys like you? We vaporize them. You can't go to paradise if you've been vaporized. Yes, you're going to end up with pigs in a blanket. The website shut down for several hours while the posting was removed. The journal posted a note on its website confirming the attack and said the FBI has been notified and they can't come because they're guarding mosques. I hope this new FBI director is another J. Edgar Hoover. And if he's not, we got to get another J. Edgar Hoover. News outlets have been reporting for months that ISIS has planned a cyber caliphate against U.S. technology using encrypted software. Don't underestimate the Arabs. They gave us algebra. They're very clever. In September, the FBI warned of possible cyber attacks. Oh, they're off the hook. They warned us. That's how it works. That's how it works in government. They warn you, they're off the hook. Now, what about the job we gave you to protect us? You've been warned. NBC News reported the FBI released a bulletin to law enforcement and U.S. businesses. Blah, 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 blah. Give me speech number 27 about cyber attacks. It's already pre-written. Yeah, it's right next to that Benghazi video story we made up. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Want a job?
Holding hands at midnight, 'neath the starry sky. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Strolling with the one girl, sighing sigh after sigh. Nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. Now just imagine someone waiting at the cottage door, where two hearts become one. Who could ask for anything more? Loving one who loves you, and then taking that vow. Nice work if you can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? You can get it, and you can get it if you try. Oh, nice work if you can get it, and you can get it if you try. You can get it, and if you get it, won't you tell me how? Nice work.
Nice work if you can get it. Oh, how sad it is, our country, huh? It's like we're all coming apart at the seams. I'm looking at a headline here. Apparently, Sarah Palin's son stepped on a dog, and Peter went nuts. And I think Trigg is her son that served in Iraq. Did you ever see the pictures of Sarah? She went to Iraq. She had a picture taken with all of the Alaska troops that were serving there, and they were all Eskimos. You could see their faces, all real Americans. Beautiful dog. Sarah's looking at the dog. Sarah Palin went after people for the ethical treatment of animals on Saturday, telling the group to chill after it described the photos she posted as inappropriate. Dear Peter, the former vice presidential candidate, wrote in a Facebook post, "Chill, at least Trigg didn't eat the dog." Palin sparked controversy from animal rights groups, which are communist front groups, on New Year's Day when she posted a photo of her youngest son. Oh, that's Trigg is the Down syndrome child. Imagine that, huh? She chose to keep that boy, and others would run right to the chop shop. They run right to the chop shop if the sex isn't what they wanted. Yeah, Trigg standing on the family's black Labrador retriever in order to reach over the counter. PETA President Ingrid Comrade Newkirk described the photo in a statement to Politico Communists as demonstrating no apparent sympathy for the dog in the photo. Then again, PETA, along with everyone else, is used to the hard-hearted as seeming oblivious. Isn't it funny how they'll protect puppies, but they endorse the murder of children? You ask any one of them, is it a woman's right to choose? And they'll give you the Sieg Heil, man. Palin's post seemed unfazed by Newkirk's statement. And for that, we're going to pay a tribute to Sarah Palin, who was maligned, and she was Benghazied before Benghazi, and John McCain did not stand up for her. John McCain, who should retire tomorrow and open up a Ted Kennedy souvenir shop. Hey, John, I'll take on the shelf up there the little Chappaquiddick Bridge and the Oldsmobile going off of it. How much, John? John McCain is a senator from Arizona. Arizona is a drug hub. It is a transfer point. It is like what Memphis is to FedEx in shipping packages. John McCain's Arizona is a drug hub for the entire country. And John McCain has never beaten drugs. He don't even talk about them. So here's some of the replies about Sarah Palin's little boy, Trigg, standing on the dog. I love Sarah. Go get him, Sarah. It's about time we put these liberal progressive crybabies in their place. They're not crybabies. They are dedicated murderers, and they're going to murder freedom if you let them get away with it, because they know what's best for you. And they think that when communism seizes everybody's property, they're going to be allowed to keep theirs, and they're getting a promotion. What they're going to get is two behind the ear standing over a drain, because that's how the Soviets deal with useful idiots. Go, Sarah, another one. Here's another one. She is a perfect example of what happens to you if the elite don't want you in their club. She would never want to be in their club. And never forget, I hear people praising David Letterman. They're going to miss him. David Letterman is a POS who said on public television, on national NBC, nothing but communists, that Sarah Palin's youngest daughter should get raped by A-Rod during a seventh-inning stretch. And nobody picked up on it and challenged him. You say that about Chelsea Clinton and see what happens to you. You say that about Sasha and Malia and see what happens to you. Let's see. Peter would move heaven and earth for the right to kill babies. I just said that, didn't I? They are enviro-Leninists, and there are make-believe dog lovers, but baby killers. Yeah. Peter would move heaven and earth for the right to kill babies in the womb, but cry over dogs. Can't stand those stupid commercials where they beg for money to take care of dogs. Hypocrites. I agree, 100%. That's from Sonia. Well done, Sonia. God loves you. This is an example of how you handle political correctness. Political correctness is a communist tactic. It goes back to 1914, before the Bolshevik Revolution. And if I find it, I'll read you. It's called the Frankfurt School. It started in Germany, and it was a communist tactic. It's a form of brainwashing. Sonia, I just saw one. He's talking about the ad. This is a girl named Melanie. I'm ready to upchuck. And then Daniel Abrera says, yes, they would, although much could be presented on this topic. Let's just take a quick look at a thing or two. And he quotes the Huffington Post, which is another communist front group. I use the communist front group lightly, and take it with a grain of salt. And then he's recommended two life sites. And that dog looks like a very happy, spoiled dog. That's true. That's true. Typical of this great and beautiful lady. She stood all alone, man. The rhinos turned their back on her. The rhinos who are now the Democrats. The Democrats are now the Communist Party. You don't believe that. Every day you're going to see it more and more. Look at New York State. We got a communist governor, and we got a communist mayor. And you know, the other day they caught him. He was taking pictures down from City Hall of anybody that was white. And they were putting up pictures, and their own PR people says, you can't do that. Don't do that. You're in enough hot water now. The cops don't like you. And I see this for this funeral of this Chinese hero, Chinese-American hero, that that the police brass are putting pressure on the front line not to turn their back on de Blasio. Oh, man, who can be bought and for how much, huh? And we all know what liberals are. The only reason why they said that to her is because she stands for conservatism and not for the murder of innocent unborn babies like PETA does. PETA does, huh? That's a disgrace. There are 80 million dogs in the USA. For those that let them run loose or turn them out at night to crap on my lawn, I shoot them. If that bothers you, stop by and we'll discuss it. You know, in New York City, there are people that just put their dogs on an elevator to go to the bathroom. How's that? Hoping that they press basement. How's that? And when people get on the elevator, they can smell dog urine and see the crap. How's that? How's that for taking care of a dog? You shouldn't take it out on the dogs. It's not their fault that the owner doesn't care. Take it out on the owner where it belongs. Let's put the blame where it belongs. Yeah, well, it definitely isn't on Sarah Palin, my friend. And that dog is probably a conservative. I have two pictures in my mind of Sarah Palin. One I just told you about. There she is in Iraq with the Eskimo troops. Okay? And the other one is with her husband on a fishing boat, and they're pulling in the fishing net, and everything is covered in ice. This is an all-American woman. And correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't she get royalty money from ExxonMobil for every Alaskan? Was she the one that got, what did they get, $7,950 in royalties every year? Was she the one that did that? I know she sold the governor's jet when she became governor. She put it on eBay. She would be good for the country. And because of that, we're going to play a tribute song to Sarah Palin. Oh, and by the way, if you want to see what I did for Sarah when she became the vice presidential candidate, go to YouTube, One of a Kind, Sarah Palin. YouTube, One of a Kind, Sarah Palin. This is the tomb that went with the photos.
She
Okay. It's almost finished. It's finished. Okay. This is from Breitbart. Representative Thomas Massey, representative of Kentucky, issued a statement on Saturday detailing why he's going to vote against House Speaker John Boehner's reelection on Tuesday. Massey, who's entering his second term as a member from Kentucky, now becomes the second Republican House member publicly announcing the coming rebellion against Boehner. Massey joins Representative Jim Bridenstine, a Republican from Oklahoma, in the fight for fresh leadership, and in his statement, he detailed how Boehner and his leadership actually have misled members of the House GOP conference. Now, I don't know, from what I've seen, I know that when freshmen get into the Democrat House of Representatives, that they read the Riot Act. If you ever vote against us, we will see that you get no cushy jobs and you will get no support in your upcoming reelection. It is our way or the highway. We don't care if it's voting to burn the flag or voting to kill kids. If we say you vote to burn the flag, you better vote to burn the flag. If you say we vote to kill kids, you better vote to kill kids, or else there'll be nothing here for you in the Democrat Party. Now, I'm sure the Republicans say the same thing to their new guys. So you have to give these new guys a thumbs up for bravery, because you know what it's like when you're the low man on the totem pole and you're just starting out. You just don't stand up and make declarations like this. For years, I've watched Washington from afar and suspected that something was broken. Why is it so many people approve of their congressmen, yet they consistently disapprove of Congress? During my first 2 years as a congressman, I discovered a significant source of the dysfunction, Massey said, before detailing several bad things that he watched the House leadership do. Just the fact that Boehner is so close to Obama and they joke around a lot, that bothers me. Massey reported a focus mostly on Boehner's work on the so-called Cromnibus $1.1 trillion spending bill. Massey said that Boehner scheduled D, a fiscal crisis in a lame duck session, on the last legislative day before Christmas to get maximum leverage over rank and file members, and then worked to mislead members into thinking that a vote on an unpopular bill was postponed, only to then conduct a rush vote by voice on the $10 billion unfunded spending measure with fewer than a dozen members present. That's a dirty deal. Boehner also made sure to give members less than 72 hours to read over 1,000 pages long. That's a Democrat tactic. That's a Nancy Pelosi tactic. Boehner has to go. There's no sense in taking back the Senate and leaving the same leeches in charge. The Republicans got to replace Boehner and Mitch McConnell, who, by the way, voted to burn the flag, along with 40 Democrat senators. 40 days before 911 SJR-7. 55 days before 911, 125 Democamos voted to burn the flag. They sent the bill over to the Senate. It was called the Flag Desecration Act, and the Congress wanted a penalty for it, and their majority approved it and sent it to the Senate to get the Senate to approve a penalty for burning the American flag. And Mitch McConnell, along with Arlen Specter, and I'd hate to tell you who else, 8 Republican senators, most of whom are out of office now, voted with 40 Democrats to kill the bill. With the process this broken, it is any wonder that Washington no longer works for the people. My constituents expect better, and America deserves better. On January the 6th, 2015, I will vote for a new speaker who will consistently articulate a constitutional vision for America and facilitate an inclusive and orderly legislative process that allows Congress to truly reflect the will of the people. Polling data emerged on Friday morning showing that 60% of Republican voters nationwide want someone other than Boehner as Speaker, and that 64% of those Republican voters believe Boehner has been ineffective in stopping President Obama's liberal agenda. There definitely is a rebellion brewing against Boehner at this time, but the question is whether it will be successful. Obviously, Massey's statement joining Bridenstine helps further their cause, and others are expected to join soon. The question is whether they get to the 29 members needed to take Boehner down on the first ballot. That'll be interesting. David Weigel at Bloomberg argues that conservatives will fall about 5 votes short in their effort to unseat Boehner, reaching that conclusion by adding all the members who voted against Boehner last time to the incoming members of Congress who campaigned on voting against Boehner. But there's one critical thing Weigel left out of his analysis. Returning members who have since been turned off by the leadership or feel increasingly frustrated by Boehner's style. But again, in Washington, the establishment usually wins in matters like this. If members roll the dice, however, they make whether it be a concession from leadership or a new speaker. No concessions. Replace him. Forget about concessions. Throw yourself on your sword. Either you win or you lose. And if you lose, that means you got to get stronger. And if you win, it means you're already stronger. So, now having said that, we're going to do a tune. A fighting tune.
Marching us to war.
CBS News is reporting that a growing number of conservative Republicans are mounting a challenge to Speaker Boehner. Listen, we just had an upset in the Senate, okay? We have to show the American people that we mean business, that we're not just playing Waltzing Matilda. Update, we're not going to mince words. Congress will come back into session this week, and John Boehner is very close to losing the speakership. We got to unseat the unseatable. Okay, let's see what else we got going here. Let's see if there's any other headlines. Another article. From the heartland of Israel, Indiana Governor Mike Pence. He's another one that's a candidate. Grim milestone. 2014 was one of the bloodiest years for Iraq and Syria. You know what I said about that? Obama gave the Middle East to the jihadis, gave the Far East to the Chinese. And as Islamic State, ISIS, jihadists seize large swaths of Iraq and Syria, the death toll in both countries reached a grim milestone. At least 76,000 Syrians, and Bashar Assad is also killing a lot of them. And 15,000 Iraqis were killed in 2014, making it one of the deadliest years for two war-torn nations. Both Iraq and Syria death toll figures include security personnel, civilian, and military facilities and fatalities. According to the London-based SOHR, 18,000 civilians, including 3,500 children and 1987 women, were killed in 2014. Here's the comments. I'll give you. I am sure the Islamist terrorists are thankful that Obama has helped them accomplish so much bloodshed. Their bloodlust knows no end. That's by Carolyn. This is by Michael. Obama is a man of lawlessness, the Antichrist. He is just waiting on Satan to shoot his power up his butt from the pit. Maybe we'll be lucky, he says, and we'll just have to do pick up the heads and keep it, boys. I think your towel heads need to switch to Buddha or anything, a wall. You're going to have one guy in the desert with no head to chop. Christine says, for Obama and his friends, 2014 was a good year. The more blood, the better. That's the Muslim way. Alan says, all of that blood is on Obama's hands. Michael says, I hope he gets to stand and be judged by the Lord Jesus, but I think he better start repenting fast, or he has one more ride straight to hell. Joe Gonzalez says, human life has no value to savages and barbarians, women, children, etc., no value. They must do as Allah says, just keep on slaughtering people. And they are in our midst. And our maniacal Muslim president is doing nothing but help them. His trans trade pact aids the Sharia nation of Brunei. And stupid McConnell is for it all. That is a reason to get rid of Mitch McConnell. And I'll tell you why there's a trade pact with the Sultan of Brunei. Because he can buy any government official in the United States. He can do it in gold. He can definitely do it in oil and natural gas. So that's why they're licking the sandals of the Sultan of Brunei. How sad that we can be bored as Americans. When did we lose our moral infrastructure? There's an infrastructure that needs to be rebuilt. The ancient evil religion, according to Denise in Arizona, multiculturalism was not intended for immigrants in the beginning. This is what we are seeing from that effect. That's her blog. Supremes asked, how long will you let Obama make it up? And Anthony says, term limits would be great if they only applied to the people we want to get rid of. Unfortunately, term limits means many good ones get thrown out too. I got to tell you, I'm a believer in one term, the termite. No matter how good they are, we've got 300 million Americans we can pick from. One term per termite. No benefits. Get your crap. Get out. Thank you. Thank you for your service. So, let me see what else somebody else says. Muslim rioters. Oh, you heard about this in France? They torched the 940 cars for New Year's. And she's lambasting somebody she thinks is a Muslim who must have blogged it. That doesn't mean anything. Oh, here's a real sad one. Malik Shabazz to Black Panthers. It's time to build the army. Go to the gun range. Impressive. Most, this is from Daniel. Impressive. Most impressive indeed. As I find information all the time, I do include the net links so the reader can cross-examine and go further if they wish to do so. Anyway, liberals seem to be addicted to denial and strong tendency to avoid to do any type of serious research. I'll tell you what I know from viewing Malik Shabazz. Malik Shabazz gave a big press conference right after 9-1-1, like a day or two after, out of Washington, D.C. I think it was the National Press Club who hosted his anti-American propaganda. And he was laughing. I mean, they were still looking for bodies up in the World Trade Center. And he was celebrating and he was laughing. And he even made fun of Laura Bush. And then he introduced at this press conference a Syrian imam who looked like the Kentucky Colonel. And the Syrian imam threatened the United States with a total destruction. And he got a standing ovation. And then, of course, he must have greased Malik, because Malik doesn't work for nothing. And he's trying to build up a fortune like Louis Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson. Yeah, you know, they're all in Who's Who, the Fortune 500. But that's Malik Shabazz. And he walks around in a uniform that is ridiculous looking. He looks more like, instead of a Black Panther, he looks more like the doorman at the El Morocco Club. And I did a bit on investigating the name Shabazz, and I went back to Madagascar, and there was a Malik Shabazz in Madagascar. In 1776, he was one of the biggest slave traders. He even sold his own family into slavery. And people were so, his relatives were so ashamed of what he did that they changed their name to Washington. I made that up. Isn't that good? Could I be a Democrat? You bet. Or as Sarah Palin would say, you betcha. Okay, want to say goodbye to Hollywood?
Join the love in heaven machine. It's a sea down our sunset boulevard.
Okay. They're talking about the funeral for Detective Winnie and Lou. And the eulogy was done by Peter King, representative from Long Island. And they said it was very nice. And that the upper echelon in the NYPD told the front line not to turn their backs on de Blasio. So apparently they didn't do it. And they said they used Detective Lou as the excuse. You know, you're hurting his funeral ceremony, which is a lie, which is a big lie. If Lou could stand, he would have his back turned. I'll bet on it. So here's there's only three postings, and I'll tell you what they are. Rocky Mountain, nice post by Mr. King. I'm glad the wake went well for the family and for departed Detective Winning Lou. God bless. Yes, God bless him. And may he enjoy his new life with his ancestors. And we all get to be where he is eventually. And may we all enjoy that new life with our ancestors that we love. Okay, and then a guy called What the Ha, King would be singing a different tune if the NYPD hadn't been threatened by Bratton and had expressed their true feelings by turning their backs on Der Fuhrer of Werner Wilhelm. So this guy, and then Rocky Mountain came back and said, officers were probably told to leave it alone and just honor Officer Lou. Probably good advice for the sake of their careers and the family. Frankly, Wilhelm deserves no respect. He is a socialist. He is going forward. Rocky Mountain is a nice guy. And out of respect for the fallen NYPD officers, I would say, like they say in the movie Frozen, let it go. But right after that, we follow up with a song, Do You Want to Build a Snowman? So here's what I said, okay? Here is a sincerity test for Representative King. Vote Boehner to be replaced and apologize to Ted Cruz for smearing him. We will see your true colors this week because the vote's coming up. And my money is on King of voting for Boehner. Because if he attacked Cruz, he's doing the work of the Bushes and the Rhinos, which are now the Democrat Party. I told you, the Democrat Party is not a communist party. You can't believe that. You have a lot to learn. You got to go back to 1945 and start all over again. So we'll see what happens. And I hope I'm wrong. And I can eat humble pie two forks at a time. But in the meantime, something's got to give.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live, something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give. When an irrepressible smile such as yours warms an old implacable heart such as mine, don't say no because I insist. Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be killed. So on guard, who knows what the fates have in store from their vast mysterious sky. I'll try hard I adore. But how long can anyone try? Fight, 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 fight it with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star spangled night. You'll find out as sure as we live. Something really got to give.
Should I do that? What's the right thing to eat? As a mom and registered dietitian, I've learned it's not about the type of sugars, it's the amount. Take high fructose corn syrup. Should you?
Sorry about that. I opened up something to read and I got a blabbermouth ad. But basically, what I was going to read you is an alleged Russian spy ring has been busted at a major NATO air base in Lithuania. Now, I'm going to try and jump in here and read it quickly. But if I don't get it. Members of the alleged ring were detained at a NATO base, Lithuanian city of Sialiai. A Lithuanian Lieutenant Colonel Vidmantas Rakolevich confirmed with the Russian news agency ITAR-TASS that one of the individuals was one of his officers. The air base is where Baltic patrol flights are coordinated and a key hub of intelligence is sharing. We are so wide open, it is unbelievable. Sickening. Okay. We're out of time. I'm going to find a closing tune. And what can we close with? You want to close with a tribute to the NYPD?
I was 18 years old when I went down to Dublin with a fistful of money and a cartload of dreams. Take your time, said me father, stop a Russian like hell. Remember, all is not what it seems to be. For the spellers would put you for the coat on your back, or the watch that you got from your mother. So take care, young bucko, and mind yourself well. Will you give this sweet note to me, brother? At the time, Uncle Benji was a policeman in Brooklyn. Me father, the youngest, from town to the farm. When a phone call from America said send the lad over, the old fella said, sure it wouldn't do any harm. For I spent my life working this dirty old ground, while a few pints of porter and the smell of a pound. Sure, maybe there's something you'll learn, I'll see, and you can't bring it back home. Make it easier. So I landed at Kennedy on a big yellow taxi, carried me and me back through the streets and the rain. Well, me poor heart was thumping around with excitement. I hardly even heard what the driver was saying. We came in the short pathway to the flatlands in Brooklyn, to my uncle's apartment on East 53rd. I was feeling so happy, I was humming a song, and I sang, you're as free as a bird. Well, to shorten the story, what I found out that day was that Benji was shot down in an uptown parade. And while I was flying my way to New York, for Benji was lying in a cold city morgue. Well, I phoned up the old fella, told him the news. I could tell he could hardly stand up in his shoes. And he wept as he told me
go ahead with the plan, but not to forget the proud Irish man. So I went up to Nellie's beside Forever Road, and I started to learn about lifting a load. But the heaviest thing that I carried that year was the bittersweet heart of my hometown so dear. I went home that December, 'cause the owl full of died, had to borrow the money, bumped it on the side, and all the bright flowers the poor aunt couldn't hide, the poor wasted face of the father. I sold up the old barnyard for what it was worth, into my bag took a handful of bread. Then I boarded a train, and I cut me a plane, and I found myself back in the U.S. again. It's been 22 years since I set foot in Dublin. The kids know to use the correct knife and fork, but I'll never forget the green grass and the rivers as I keep law and order on the streets of New York. Na 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 na.
Have a nice night, folks.